Episode commencing in 3, 2, 1. Episode initiated.
So you guys are able to go down, and I'll bring you guys to bring you guys over so you can see the data center, and you can become familiar with where you guys will be standing, what you guys will be guarding. There is a large open area. It has a large open area. There is a like 4 bank terminal on the west side of the room, a large kind of hologram in the center of the room, which displays just a rapid fire kind of amount of things. And then towards the back of the room is just a bunch of kind of servers and data computers and things like that. And then the power core is right there on the east side of the room. Towards the entrance, which you came from, which is on the north side, there are 2 hallways that lead off to the northeast and the northwest, and those lead to your living quarters. And there are some basic beds. There's a basic kitchen, which has everything that Penny might need and Theodo might need to bake and do things like that. Glimnard, there's actually some extra rooms, and you're able to re-outfit one of the rooms for your chickens, so you can house them there for the time being. There isn't a lot of good infosphere connection down here, except for the main terminal or the terminal on the west side in the main room. But like your comm unit, your data pads, they don't really connect very well. So you're really kind of have to funnel everything through the one terminal. That's also the terminal that you can reach out if you need to contact Toby. That's where you would do so.
I call Toby and I ask him,
"You didn't tell me we weren't going to have the infosphere. Where am I going to get my movies? I got to get my special movies for the nighttime. I get very grumpy if I don't get my movies."
He answers like a day later.
Yeah. What would you think your characters would do as you guys are getting settled? Is there any particular thing you think they would want to do to try to make this feel more like home in this first day?
Yeah, I feel like Penny would gladly offer any of her fantasy or romantic books to, what's your name? Lib?
How Lib, do you say it? Clib. Glimnard, probably. Yeah,
Glimnard. Glimnard, probably. Yeah, Glimnard. Yeah. If you need nighttime, you know, entertainment, I've got lots of stuff for you. Like, you're welcome to borrow any of it. But also, I want to get online and make sure that I have access to the library so that I can get more books, because I am sure to get through these. So.
I'll give you access to the computer if you give me your nudie books. Dankeschön.
And I take a minute. I offered my nudie books to you. That's what fantasy is all about.
Yeah, there are pictures in those books. You've been holding out on us.
I take them into my room and I lock the door.
You have to imagine it in your mind. I mean, like it describes it.
That's what the mushrooms are for. They'll help with that.
That's all Keanu Leaves brought, by the way. It was just like a briefcase full of psychedelic.
Like an attaché case with like all the foam cutouts and everything.
Who needs movies when we can make our own? Never mind.
Yeah. You guys, y'all get settled in that evening. And the next day, you all are... Yes, Drew.
I was going to say, there's one last thing that Radicalvin wanted to do before they all went to bed that night.
What did Rowdy Calvin want to do?
A lot of people like me, they form a mystic bond with all the other people. But I want to form a mystic band.
Yes. Okay.
And so they spend 10 minutes doing that to form a mystic connection between the four of them.
Now this isn't going to let you read my mind, is it?
Maybe
I got
a
secrets. I got a secrets I gotta keep. You can't be telling anybody about my secrets.
Don't worry, man. We'll make more secrets. It'll be awesome.
You can't tell people that he's definitely been to prison. That's not cool.
Who hasn't?
How do you all know that?
We don't. Wink. Stage direction says wink.
Did I write that script?
I believe you did. That was CSI season
800. Ratty Calvin, that night you definitely get, you definitely pick up Klibnard's dream, which is him turning in his chickens for insurance money and becoming abundantly wealthy before being hunted down by insurance fraud investigators across the pack worlds.
It was a good dream.
The next, we'll fast forward to the next day. You guys are gathered around this main room, and perhaps you're talking about your new mystic band, or perhaps Klibnard, you have you're letting your chickens out for exercise.
No, you got to keep them. You got to keep the muscles tender. You can't let them stand up.
Oh, okay.
Penny is quizzing Klibnard on the first chapter of the romanticy book that she loaned him. So,
okay.
I didn't get much of the plot, but it was a very good, very good descriptions.
I think the character development is so great.
I only read for about 11 minutes.
Oh, you can't just read the first book. You have to read the second book to really understand the first book, okay? Just know that going in. It's something you have to do. You have to get through the first one, and then the second book makes it all worth it. I promise.
I'll get through it, all right.
You guys are in the middle of this conversation about books and things when the whole facility shutters and the doors to this data center blow open.
Mahoney books!
And dust comes blowing in from the outside of the asteroid's surface. And we're going to be going into combat. Please roll into the initiative.
Oh, no.
Penny, did you forget to not explode the doors this morning?
What?
I thought you were on not exploding the doors duty. I guess we're just skimping on our chores now.
No one adequately communicated that to me. I'm sorry. I'm not used to not doing my job.
You didn't check the clipboard, is what you're saying.
Apparently not. I rolled a 2, so.
Natural 20. I told you, Keanu Leaves is the fastest. I dare you to beat that, Tyler.
I don't think I'm going to, especially because.
You can't, because I am fast.
I know Kung Fu,
Tyler.
I believe you. Also, it's very annoying that...
That we've all picked these characters? Yes, I understand.
adding enemies to the turn order is sometimes clunky.
Sometimes clunky.
Are you standing roll 20 right now? Is that what we're doing?
Shut up.
Okay. All right, let's see if I don't think I'm going to beat Patrick here. I don't. Okay. As the dust settles into the room, shamble three creatures. You see torn rags and
you've already said shambles. There's really only so many creatures that shamble, Tyler.
Hanging off of tight ghoul looking skin. And
they're ghoulies, they'll get you in the end.
There you have, these are Corpse Fleet infantry, and they have with them super cool cybernetic zombie. And they just come immediately shambling into this room. You guys can place yourself anywhere within 30 feet of this center hologram before we start combat off. If you guys would like to kind of place yourself in a different area.
All right. So let's see which way they're coming from the north.
They are on the north of the map.
Okay. So it's fun that Starfinder was like, yeah, we're gonna make it all about like cover and like gaining cover and like, and then be like, okay, now here's an arena with nothing in it.
So I will actually, you know what I'm gonna do? I'm just gonna do some drawing here. Where I've drawn these circles, these pillars here, these go all the way to the ceiling. This monitor here is high enough for cover as well, as is this back computer monitor. Otherwise, you could take cover behind these terminals, but the grates in the floor are obviously just grates in the floor, so those will not be coverable.
Let's see. Penny,
you're a little too far up.
Okay. Yeah, sorry. I'm trying to figure out. I was covering up part of the map with my stupid character sheet. Okay. Hold on.
Yeah, this center hologram, you guys can start within 30 feet of that area.
Oh, of this thing?
Yeah, pretty much.
I feel like Penny would be closer to the computers. Okay.
Yeah, I guess I'll be here. That's fine.
All right, then.
Everything is very far away, but whatever. So we got to do.
All right, then we are going to start with the first person in the turn order, which is Keanu Leaves.
Everyone, look. It's either fast or slow zombies, just like Toby said. Get them, everyone. Shoot them with your sparkle motion magic.
I'm using get them as an action, and then I'm going to whip out my gun and take aim at who do you guys think I should focus? Should we kill like some of these smaller zombies? This corpse fleet member? What do you think?
Mm. I don't know. Do they all have guns?
They all have
the gun. The shamblers.
Are they just so there are you see the two figures in the back are the infantrymen. Mm-hmm. And they absolutely have some ranged. They have a rifle. They have rifles.
Okay. I'm gonna mark.
It looks like a pistol at their side.
This one on the left with get him and take a shot at him.
The one in the front is a poor guy. Is a heavily augmented kind of cyber trooper zombie, and it's just kind of. It embodies shambling. It looks like it is holding some kind of pistol, but its movements are very jerky and erratic as it's kind of blindly stumbling forward.
Okay, maybe I should focus on that one then. This guy here in purple. Can you mark get him on his token?
Absolutely can.
And I'm gonna take a shot at with a seeker rifle there. With a plus one that is a 20. A dirty 20.
That is going to be a hit.
6 points of piercing damage. And then if you guys attack that person, let's see. If you attack the target before the end of your turn, you get a plus one circumstance bonus to damage rolls against the target, you and your allies. So that's like any damage roll, I imagine, even if you cast a spell or what have you. But you... That they also get a minus one to their AC, but so that's only for like attacks. But that's my turn.
You said 5 points,
6 points piercing.
Six points.
Led by example. I get my own piercing damage boost.
All right, very good. Next in the turn order are the infantry, and they begin to move forward in unison. The infantrymen have a ability called coordinated shuffle. Whenever an adjacent ally moves away from a corpse fleet infantry, the other one gets to follow their ally's lead and immediately stride up to half their speed, moving in the same direction. So you see them both. One moves up a little further and then starts to move off to the right, and the other one moves up a little ways, just a little ways. And this one that's kind of moved up further is going to also take a shot at, Keanu Leaves.
What?
This is like the most appropriate. They have some rifles with a 40-foot range increment. So let's just make sure that we're not taking any negative. Whoop, wrong thing. Just want to make sure that I'm... Okay, so they're taking a little bit of a negative because you're further away than 40 feet. But that's all right. Let's see how they do. 16 on the dice. A little bit of a minus there. But I think we're looking at 23.
That is a hit.
All right.
A palpable hit. I did Shakespeare as well. A lot of people don't remember that. Let us to the banquet.
All right, this is going to be piercing damage. 5 points of piercing damage. So almost equal return fire there.
But I did more.
You did. You did. Yeah, damage a little bit. And, interesting. Oh, I didn't take a bit. Well, better. And then they're going to spend... I think they'll stop right there. The other infantryman is going to spend a move action to move up a little further, adjacent to their fellow. And let's see. They kind of got three of you in front of them. All right, so that's going to be Keanu Leaves again.
Seems unfair.
Seems unfair. Natural 20.
I call shenanigans.
Wow. I'm sorry, Patrick. The...
It doesn't matter if you kill this character. I'm still going to talk like this, Tyler.
That's totally fine. I hope this doesn't kill. You have a mystic.
Yeah, you're probably
look at that. Look at that. Minimum damage on the critical hit. But I will say the infantry zombies have an ability called Fulisade, which means when they make a ranged, their range strikes will deal extra damage if they are within range of another infantryman also wielding a ranged weapon. So we're gonna add a D4 to this.
Thank you for rolling like yourself, Tyler. I appreciate it.
This is precision damage, so it does get doubled. Wow. This is the worst critical hit ever to appear on the show. This is a natural 20 critical hit. This is doing a total of 5 points of damage, the same number that these other infantrymen did with a single normal shot. It is like the roll 20 gods were like, oh no, not Patrick, our favorite child. No.
We made a mistake. Boy.
We made a mistake, our sweet boy, our sweet baby boy.
Yeah, you're right. I am great.
Yeah. And then we're gonna get another move. We're gonna spend another move action to move another additional 25 feet towards, they're gonna kind of bank off towards this pillar over here. That is their turn. We're going to move along in the turn order to Ready Calvin.
I'm going to use my Mystic Bond, my Vitality Network. Keanu, take some life.
And he's going to send 10 points of HP right back to Ready Calvin.
Oh, that's, I'm back at full. You know, people keep asking if I'm really back and I never had an answer, but yeah, I'm thinking I'm back.
Very HP. Very good use of the Vitality Network. I love the Vitality Network. Felt great when I played a Mystic. Feels awful. It's now that you're undoing all so my hard good. Work.
I'm so excited for Starfinder Dewey, you guys.
How many actions is that, Drew?
It's just one. So it's I still have one. Two actions. And I'm debating what to do next.
Ratty, you should totally hit them with some magic spells.
Oh, my spells are a little bit closer range, bro. I need to get them a little closer.
Don't say that out loud. That's a battle strategy. Now they know that you only have close range.
I'm unable to whisper. Have you listened to my voice?
I would recommend shooting them with a gun then. That seemed to work for me.
My gun's also really short range because SF2E's got some weird range elements.
What the pronk?
I mean, you can still shoot even if they're outside the range increment. You just take a bit of a minus to it.
Yeah, I'm not going to do that. That's foolishness. What I might do, though, is I might cast Wisp Ally.
What? I've never heard of this spell.
Here comes some backup dancers.
Where is Wisp Ally going?
Ally is going to see.
I'll mark him.
Yeah, so the range is 120 feet. So it's going to go. It's going to drop. Let's see. Right here. So that I could potentially tempt both of these dudes.
What does Wisp?
So it generates bright light in a 10-foot radius, but you can direct it to distract targets. So they each have so they have to do a will save against this.
Oh, or otherwise, or just like walk right towards it?
They become off guard if they fail.
Oh, okay. Do I make that save now or on my turn? Their turn.
Pretty much every turn that Drew sustains it. Including this one.
It's up to a minute to start, and then I can sustain it.
All right. What color would you like your Wisp Ally to be?
Purple.
All right. There you go. There it is. Is that all your actions, Drew?
That's it.
All right. We're on to everyone's favorite Scottish dwarf with chickens.
Let's see. Everything's so far away from everything. So, like, weapons have, like, these nice long, like, range increments, but spells have, like, 30 feet.
Are you a melee magic user?
Oh, no, I'm a wizard. No.
They're battle wizards.
I mean, even if I was a melee magic, a battle wizard, I also can't move to them. Like, they're just too far away to move to. It took me, like, two rounds to get to them. So...
I mean, it's possible that they wanted us to hide behind stuff to pull them closer in. and that's how they're teaching us how cover works.
I mean,
I'm only thinking about,
I feel like if they wanted to do that, they would have given us more cover options.
And there's some computer banks and things in the room. There's a few things to hide behind.
Yeah, there's four.
Tyler, can you put all of Penny's like bags somewhere on the map to provide more cover? Just like a big mountain of luggage.
yeah. I'll say we'll put a big, we'll put a big, let me free draw something.
Then I'm going to shoot them, Rebecca. I'm going to shoot at your bag.
No.
Yeah.
What color would you like your bag? What color would Penny's bags be?
I liked the Vera Bradley reference earlier. I think I'm going to go with pink and blue and purple paisley.
Oh, yes,
maybe
of course.
Some green thrown in there.
Yes, everyone knows the Vera Bradley bag like that.
All right, you're getting a pinkish red.
You didn't have to explain it. We all had that mental image in our head, except Tyler.
Yeah, I've drawn a square roughly between some of you guys where Penny has piled up all of her giant
it's about the
case.
Right size.
It's many, many of them they've all been stacked up.
It's like in Fallout, the squires like carry those huge, huge bags. That's about the size of a Vera Bradley tote bag. So, you know,
there you go.
It's accurate.
This is essentially all of her match luggage, a la Spaceballs that's been, you know, and bags and all sorts of things. Jabert?
Yeah. I mean, it's boring, but I think, unfortunately, I'm going to have to cast as my first action. I'm going to cast Fleet Step on myself, give myself some more movement, and I will, let's see. Yeah, I might just go and move behind this column over here and hunker down as best I'm able.
All right.
And it gives me an extra 30 feet of move speed. So,
oh, wow. You're zipping.
Yep.
Zipping and zwapping.
And that's my whole turn.
Penny.
All right. I'm trying to figure out my movement options here. Okay. I'm just going to move to just above this grate so that I'm within 30 feet of one of them. It would be great if I had them both in a cone, but I don't. So, you know. And I think I'll go with Produce Flame. So in casting this, Penny is thinking back to last spring when she went through like the beginnings of her baking and cooking phase and almost set the kitchen on fire, you know. But she learned from that experience how to work with fire and how to manipulated, I guess. So, you know, increased her cooking skill and also increased her magic skill. So now she can produce flame and direct it at a thing. So that's good.
And that's where you got your nickname, Penny the Pyromaniac.
Yep. That too. All right. So this is a two action thing. It doesn't do anything. Okay. Hold on.
Yeah. You produce fire and you can fling it.
Produce fire and make a spell attack roll against my target's AC.
Okay.
Yes. This is called Ignition in Pathfinder Remastered, which is much cooler than Produce Flame.
Ignition.
I don't know how to do this.
Roll a d20.
Roll 20?
Just roll a d20 right now.
It's spell attack. Roll.
Seven.
And what's your spell? There's like a... On the spells page, there's a kind of like a spell attack modifier.
Spell attack roll says 3.
Okay. So looks like...
What's your right?
I don't know.
That's not right. Yeah.
Yeah. 3 would be just your training, but what's your spell casting attribute? Is it wisdom? No.
Charisma?
Yeah. You add your charisma to that number.
Yeah. Hold on.
Are you as charismatic as Keanu Leaves, the envoy?
So 6.
Oh.
All right, and 7 and 6 is?
No, not 7 and 6.
13?
Oh, wait, no, I see what I said. Yes. Sorry. Because 7 was the roll. I was like, wait, 7 was the roll.
Damn, Tyler's giving out huge bonuses.
What is all this then?
13 is just shy of a hit. The fire hits this pillar that they're right next to, and embers kind of sparkle down, but it is a miss.
Can I use a hero point to re-roll that?
Yeah, absolutely.
Okay. I'll do that.
We don't like sevens here. We want double digits, Rebecca. Double digits.
Ten is double digits.
Ten, that is a hit then.
Oh, ooh, good. Ooh, ooh,
ooh. Right. What damage are we looking at?
Let's see. It does 2d4 fire damage, but it's just a hit, right? It's not a critical.
Yes.
Okay. Two damage.
No, you took Tyler's bad roll.
Okay, yeah. Yeah. They take that. They take those. He's burning. They're hurting. Anything else? Was that all? That was two actions to do and one action to move. So I think we're on to the cybernetic zombie. This poor zombie is mostly cybernetic parts at this point, and it is going to make a will save against the Will-O-Wisp. Let's see what's the DC for me, Drew. I think I've got it with a 17 on the dice, so that's fine. The cybernetic zombie is going to move 40 feet up as it just kind of shambles its way towards the center of the room, and it is going to attack Keanu Reeves. It looks like it is pointing a gun right at you.
I've been typecast as the one that gets shot a lot.
It does have a pistol that is sort of grafted into its wrist, and this is a laser pistol, but the shot goes right past you, because in fact zombie was not aiming for you. It is aiming for the computer that you are right in front of.
What?
And it hits it, and it's going to do some damage as you see a scorch mark kind of burn away at the, you know, at the metal case of this advanced hologram computer system here in the center of the room. That's its entire turn, and that takes us to the top of the turn order with Keanu Reeves.
Guys, they hate these cases here. Get away from these cases. They're shooting at the cases.
Keanu. I am going to activate some fun abilities that I have as a Goran, a plant person with genie kin in my family, with Jin in my ancestry. I'm going to activate a feat called Elemental Assaults, where you see my gun begin to heat up. Well, we'll go fire damage. Here's my character sheet. Oh, I closed it out. Elemental Assault. And then I'm going to get him again, I think.
Are you moving it, or are you keeping it on the cyber zombie?
Just to make it simple, we'll keep it on the cyber zombie.
The cyber zombie was affectionately named Grex in the playtest. So you aim at Grex.
Screw you, Grex. You're going down. And take a shot against him.
It doesn't talk.
Ooh, 5 on the dice. I think that's a time for a reroll. Yeah. Yeah. Right. I did it very well, Tyler. This is a 25.
That's a critical hit.
Yeah. Yeah. Okay. So that elemental damage doubles. This is 16 points of damage. 13 fire. No, 13 piercing, free fire.
That 15. 6 is from a times 2. There we go.
Yeah, because plus 1 also doubles.
Okay. Ouch. That is a very,
sorry, a very so it's good eight,
crit.
18 in total. 7 plus 6 plus 2 plus 3. Yeah, 15 plus 3.
All right. Ouch. It kind of takes that hit square in the chest, maybe stumbles back a foot or two, and is like, as it like starts swinging the grafted laser pistol arm around.
Oh, dear God. How is it still alive? Oh, no. I was really banking on that killing this guy.
It is beat up, though.
Everyone, we found its weakness, shooting it in the head. Or anywhere else in its body.
It is the infantry folks' turn. And they're going to make will saves. Well, one of them is. What is the range on Wisp Ally?
10 feet.
10 feet. Okay, so one of them's making a will save.
I'm assuming it's the same as the light that it generates, which is 10 feet.
Okay. Ooh, I've rolled a 2 on the dice. Oh, so this infantryman is dazzled due to this light that you've produced. And it stumbles forward and then tries to shoot at Ratty Calvin from cover. The Vera totes are providing some cover as it is trying to
technically
shoot.
This is just off guard, not dazzled. I don't know if that makes a difference.
Oh, you're right. If a creature fails a will save against a second wisp in the same round, it becomes dazzled. Oh, okay. Okay. I see. So we're just doing off guard. Okay. Let me pull that up. Minuses to AC. So then they're going to take, I think, are they going to take two shots at you? Let's see what other things I have available to me.
They might try, but they won't.
Yeah, they'll take two shots. First shot, 10 on the dice. That is going to be a 15.
AC 17. Yes.
So first shot goes wide. Second shot, 18 on the dice. That's going to be a hit. And we're just doing a D6 of damage. Nothing too... Hey, damage dice. Let's go. Let's wake up. Wake up. Wake up. 1 point of piercing. This other infantryman, which is kind of flirting with Jabert, flirting with Clibnard, they are going to circle around so that they are in melee with Clibnard and kind of protected by this pillar from your ranged allies. And let's roll D20. I think they have a battle glove. Yeah, they have a battle glove on one of their hands. I've rolled a 15 on the dice for this first attack, which is going to be a 22. I assume that's going to hit, but not a crit.
Yep, that's a hit.
And we're going to do a little bit of damage. Can I not do a one? No ones? There we go. That's a little bit better. 5 points of bludgeoning damage.
All right.
And I guess they'll do that again because I have another action. 4 on the dice. That's not going to connect to anything. So misses with the second swing. And we're going to move on to Drew.
All right.
Ratty Calvin.
Ratty Calvin's healing network. What's it called? Vitality network gains mm-hmm. 4 HP back to be able to spend. But he's going to hold off on that right now. Workers right now.
I don't spit fire, but my words still burn.
Caustic blast. He's going to shoot out from his mouth across the Vera Bradley bag to this trooper on the other side.
Oh, is this a line attack or a cone?
It is just a ranged attack.
Oh, just a targeted attack. Okay, cool. So the unless you critically fail, I'm going to say the Vera bags are totally safe from this acidic assault. Well,
so this doesn't look like it is an attack. It looks like you have to make
this
a.
This is a. I gotta make. Save. I gotta make a basic. Which,
do I have this wrong? It's a.
No. Well, I mean, you're the.
I just made my macro wrong because I don't. I'm not used to making spell macros.
Yeah, this one is not an attack. This is requires a basic reflex save, and your DC is actually going to be your spell DC. So
13.
It will be 3 plus 10 plus your wisdom modifier, I think, for Mystic, it's wisdom.
Yeah, which is 2, so 15.
All right, I've rolled a 14 on the dice. Their reflex is, oh my gosh, their reflex is really good for being pretty much undead infantrymen. That is a 25.
Okay, I get it. Gosh.
And what was the DC?
15, so...
Okay, so that's a critical success, so we're not taking any damage there. Anything else, Drew?
Radicalvin's going to move over here to the west.
All right.
Be close to his people.
Grouping up with your fellow allies. It is Clibnard. Jabert's turn.
Right. Let's see. Well, I'm going to get away from this guy. I'm going to run back and hide behind this tote bag.
Okay.
Moving 50 feet with my... Super movement, realizing that this thing that I took that I prepared twice is a incapacitation spell. And this guy seems to like they're a little bit tougher than these other guys who look like they're falling apart a little more.
Grex looks sturdy built because he's reinforced with so many cyber augments.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. Yeah. So I'm probably not gonna cast that one on him. So Yes, I'll just go for a... Let's see. So get him in this one. Does it give a bonus to hit? Is that right?
It is a -1 to their AC and a +1 to all damage rolls against that target.
Okay. So I'm gonna try to take advantage of that, and I'm gonna use ignition. And indeed, I got my trusty staff in my hand. I'm going to point it and fire a blast of fiery fire from the fiery stick. Fire stick.
Okay. Pretend that guy is like those chickens that you slow roasted the other day.
Exactly. I've been practicing for this moment, and I roll my 23.
Woo! Not even with the minus one, not a crit, but a hit.
Yeah. Oh, that's interesting. You can actually cast this as a melee spell and do a little more damage. That's interesting.
Oh.
But yeah, so I do 2d4.
Plus one.
Plus one. Is it really just 2d4? Do you not add your... Nope. You don't add your thing on it. Five. The average roll. 5 plus 1 is 6 points of fire damage.
All right. Oh, wow. More fire damage. All right. Yeah, Grex kind of makes some more moaning noise. Ugh, he's trying to put out some of the embers that have caught onto the tatters that still remain on his torso.
Mm-hmm.
But still up is Grex. I believe that takes us to... Or, Jabert, do you have one more, or is that it?
Nope, that's it. That's three actions.
All right, Penny.
Okay, Penny is going to take a moment to really amp herself up. She is like... All right, think about the time that you saw that DIY video for painting your entire room and spackling it and doing all this stuff. And you went and did it, Penny. You can do it. I believe in you. You can do this too. She has used infectious enthusiasm to give herself a +1 to attack rolls. And anyone who observed her enthusiasing herself also gains that bonus if you choose to. So
enthusiast
to, yes. Yeah. So I've amped myself up and amped everybody else up. If you want to be amped up for attack rolls, and I'm going to take a shot with my pistol at
Grex, the cyber zombie,
that guy. Yeah.
Okay. That's Grex. Shoot Grex.
So that's a 16 to hit.
That is a hit.
Oh, good. That does 4 damage. Fire damage.
Yeah, you plus one. You score a solid...
Oh, 5 fire damage. Yes. Thank you, Patrick.
You're welcome. Yeah, don't forget.
You score a solid hit, and maybe you shoot Grex in one of his leg cybernetic augments, and he's limping real bad. Grex not looking good, but he's still up.
That's my turn.
Oh, and that gives Grex, probably will be Grex's final stand. So Grex is Grex is going to just move past Klibnard and what? Keanu Leaves. So he's right next to Keanu Leaves.
Whoa.
And Grex is going to begin to just wail on this computer. Oh, I don't know if I actually have to make an attack roll on this.
He hates this computer.
The files are in the computer.
I will do it anyway. He could get a crit. Okay. Well,
he misses. So he misses.
While he's trying to scoot past Keanu Leaves, he swings too early. His leg that Penny shot kind of gives out a little bit where that blast landed, and it causes him to just do a big swing and a miss on the first strike. Second strike. Okay, that lands. And we're going to do a little bit of melee damage here. All right. And he like smashes off a whole, panel, revealing some circuitry underneath. But that's Grex's entire turn. And we're back to Keanu Leaves. Grex and all his augmented glory is before you. His skin is pallid and infected. He doesn't smell very good either.
Gnarly.
Let's see. Okay, so... Get him is off for him right now. Kind of need my actions here. I'm going to pull out my little commercial combat knife as an action. I'm gonna stab him because he's right next to me.
Stab away.
Okay.
First hit
is 3. I still get my elemental assault damage until the end of this turn. So 4 points of damage in total. One of that fire And the second attack.
What kind of damage?
Fire.
No, the knife. What's the knife?
Slashing. Dagger.
Hold up. Okay. 4 points alone. Grex was still up. However, you find it because his skin so old, so bad. He's unbelievably easy to carve through with your slashing knife. And that's enough to bring the shambling monster down. He flops over the monitor. Dead.
Okay. Then
I dead again?
Yeah. Re-dead this time.
Re-dead?
Ah, evil dead.
I mean,
we're keeping an evil dead theme.
If I still have a third action, then I will get him the closest cybernetic zombie. Can I see them over the bags?
You can. The bags are okay. Just providing a little bit of cover.
All right. Well, I'm going to reduce that cover a little bit because I'll do this one over here to the right. And that's my turn.
All right. Get him on this one by the bags. This one's very nerfed because I think it has get him and is still off target technically or off guard. And it won't be after his turn. But that's okay. It is the infantry folk. They are going to, I think, make some ranged attacks. We're going to move to the other side of the Vero bags. And we have a lot. We have three targets. You know, let's roll. I don't think he has a particular hatred to any one of you. 1, 2, 3. Penny!
Oh, no.
A blast comes your way. 4 on the dice is going to be a miss. We're going to make a second blast. 2 on the dice. Oh, no.
Don't worry.
Rolling, Tyler.
Don't worry, everyone. They're not using live ammunition. They're using undead.
They go to stabilize their gun on one of your Vera Wang bags or one of your pieces of luggage, and it kind of it's not fully secure, so it tumbles off and it causes him to just kind of shoot down into the ground unsuccessfully. This other one is over by the pillar, and what are they going to do? Their closest target is Penny. They found some success with the battle glove, but they can't reach. They're going to stay in kind of this some of this soft cover that they have and shoot. What's our distance here? Okay. We're going to shoot either Penny or Ratty Calvin. Let's see which one we go for here. Ratty Calvin, you're getting shot at from a distance.
Oh, no, Ratty Calvin, watch out. He's shooting you.
18 on the dice. This is going to be a 25.
I'm giving you a +2 armor class bonus, Drew, for watch out. An ability I've had this entire time, and I've decided not to use it until now.
Yeah, unfortunately, even with watch out with a 25, I think that's going to hit my 17 AC.
Yeah, but not a crit, so that's good.
We're welcome. Roll
a little bit of damage here. 4 points of piercing. Yep. Second attack. Need to roll high here. 8 on the dice. Not going to make it with that nice AC you have. And that is their entire turn. We're headed over to Drew. It's Ratty Calvin's turn to reply to that assault. You do have get him on the infantryman behind the Vera bags.
We need to come together. It's time for the Song of the Spheres.
Song of the Spheres is a mystic ability that I do a performance check and I get different things depending on how well I do. So let's see.
Oh, well, a natural 20 on the dice.
Booyah, baby. Critical effect. So you and all bonded allies gain a +1 bonus to attack rolls and damage rolls for 3 rounds.
Oh, that's gracious.
Nice.
You're a mystic bard. And we have an envoy.
It's bad news for me.
This party is janky, but I like it.
Okay, is that Ratty Calvin's full turn? Is that one action?
I still have 2 actions.
Oh, you would think that
left.
That would be enough for all three, but we've got more.
Yeah, that's basically like a bard singing a song. It's pretty awesome. 40-foot emanation too. My goodness.
Yes, that hits. But even then, it hits everybody that I'm bonded with, which could be all over the map, which is fantastic. Mystics and SF2E. Rule. I hadn't gotten as far as figuring out what I was going to do after that, though. I think I am going to...
Can I pull out my gun?
And Yay. Shoot. And shoot with my piddly little commercial laser pistol at the one with get him on it.
All right, let's see it. Oh, that's a hit.
This is not improved get him because I did not shoot that one. So you will only get your damage bonus.
Yeah, so it's 6 damage on a 22 to hit.
Oh. All right. They are looking pretty beat up.
But I had to use the move to pull out the weapon, so I'm done.
Okay, on to Klebnard.
All right. I am going to move around the bags, come around here and get a little flank on him. So I've got nice easy access to his soft squishy body. Take another action. I'm going to draw my clan dagger, which is a regular dagger that all dwarves get, and I'm going to throw it. I'm going to throw my dagger.
They put it in the cribs with the baby dwarves.
Yeah.
They just have it.
All right. Where have I put this? Clan dagger.
You're rocking like a +1 to attack and a +2 to damage against this guy right now, I believe.
Yeah. Let me see. Wait. Is it? Yeah, that's kind of all my things. I'm just going to I rolled a 2. So I'm going to reroll that as a hero point.
Yeah, attack. Go for it.
Woo. Hero point.
Woo.
Cool. Woo. It did twice as well.
But half as much damage on that second roll.
Yeah, right.
Yeah, your dagger hits the infantryman, but hits them right in kind of like a metal plate that's protecting their like right shoulder, and it just lodges into the metal, and he's kind of like, but doesn't seem to do any damage. And unless there's something else, we're moving on to Penny.
Okay. Trying to decide if I should use one of my spells or just my gun. Okay. Question. So range 30 feet with a 5-foot burst. Could I hit this person behind the pillar thing from where I am?
Range 30 feet with a 5-foot burst. Yeah, you could hit him.
Okay. I'm going to do that then. I'm going to use Flourishing Flora, which, you know, those orchids I mentioned earlier? Yeah, I've gotten so skilled at houseplants that I make orchids burst out of the ground right under their feet, and they are damaged by the flora. So it's a basic reflex save.
I find this spell highly offensive to my peoples.
The Gorgons. He's a plan B. Makes sense.
But I'm also oddly attracted to it.
Are you making an attack roll or am I making a save?
Reflex. Save.
Reflex. Okay. They have a good reflex. You're going to need a low roll here.
Oh, that's the lowest you can go.
Critical fail.
Sorry, Tyler.
All right.
Tyler, you're GM in season 6 now.
Okay, sounds great. Sounds good. Sounds good. That's a critical fail, so we're taking all the damage here.
Yeah, so with flowers, because I said they are flowers, right? Orchids. Yes. It is poison damage, and they are dazzled for 2 rounds on a critical failure.
Whoa. Dazzled for 2 rounds?
Yeah, and 2d4 damage, poison damage on top of that.
I've got good news and bad news.
Uh-oh.
Your flowers burst into bloom with this like wave of energy. And you can see that this infantryman is completely dazzled and blinded as they kind of they're just like grabbing the pillar as support. The poison that you inject into them, they don't seem to care.
Okay.
What?
So
the poison's not killing their dead bodies? What the bronc?
But that takes us to...
Okay.
Is that everything, Penny?
That was only 2 actions.
Oh, sorry. My apologies.
So I've got 1 other action. I'm going to shoot with my pistol at the other guy, at the guy in the center.
Oh, yeah. All right. Yeah, the one that has basic get him on it. You have some damage bonuses here.
Yeah, so 22 to hit.
22 is a hit.
All right, and that does... Do I get extra damage right now?
You are +2, so
just looks
plus 1. 4 fire damage?
Just +1.
Oh, just +1. Okay.
I did not leave
3 fire damage.
Yeah, yeah.
All right, that one's looking pretty bad. And this one that is blinded, or dazzled, I should say, they're going to try to move in a direction that they think is the way they want to go. They don't really know which way that is, though. Because they are disoriented.
Pretty sure so they're going to move. Turn.
Oh, did I accidentally skip you? Oh, yeah. You're right. Keanu leaves.
We went from the bottom of the turn order, and I should be right at the top. This guy's not getting another turn. Leaves is like, oh, they're immune to poison plants, but not plants who listen to poison.
Good.
Get it?
One? Yeah.
That's me. I like poison.
Never trust a big butt and a smile.
I'm going to move up to this one and do... I think I'm just going to attack twice.
Drew, I'm going to clip that and download it onto my phone, and that is your text tone.
Oh, gosh. Why would you have that? 18 with Drew.
That's a hit.
3 points of slashing damage.
That does a lot more damage.
Yes.
Because of the slashing, and maybe you cut it. Maybe you cut underneath this thing's arms, and one of its limbs just starting to hang limply on its side. This thing's already 1 foot back in the grave, but it's still up.
Let me get that for you. I'm gonna slice that arm right off with a second attack.
All right, let's do it.
And I miss, probably.
Do we have a reroll?
No. I used to, but this is a 12 against their minus one. Or no, they don't have minus one. See, I didn't get them.
Yeah.
That's a miss.
That is let me take off the get them symbol. That is a miss. Oh, so close. Perhaps as the arm goes limp from your first attack, it's not where you expected it to be on the follow up. So it is, unfortunately, they do get a turn. This one by the pillar that is dazzled is just going to shamble 25 feet in a direction and fire randomly, because it just sees some kind of colory blobs. It has no idea where you guys are specifically. So let's see. 3. I'm going to roll D6 here. All right, Ratty Calvin, it's picking on you. But you have a little bit of cover because it's having to shoot past Penny. So this isn't going to go well.
Watch out, Ratty Calvin.
What? Tyler.
Natural 20 on the dice. Boom! It's either one side or the other. It's either ones, twos, threes, or 18s, 19s, and 20s. I don't know what a middle is. We're doing some damage. Don't do what you did to me last time. Okay, it tried, but it's not gonna get that. This is gonna be 6 points of damage, Ratty Calvin.
Nonsense!
And no critical effect here, but we are gonna make another attack. Need to roll super high. We're looking for those top three again.
Oh no. Unbelievable. You wild man.
That's a natural one. I'm going to say, yeah, he...
Now, you're taking a card for this one, dude. You're taking a card.
There are no cards. That's not how it works in the game.
I don't care it's not how it works. No, you're taking a card. Take a card.
I got him right here.
okay, Patrick, pull me a card. We'll do it.
What kind of damage is this?
You crit me. You're taking a card.
Piercing.
Should it make that noise? Your weapon deals damage equal to its item level to anyone who attacks with it until the weapon is repaired.
Oh, okay. That's not great. We'll say that accounts for this attack. So let's see. What is the item level of this rifle?
I think in this version of Starfinder, they're actually like level 0. So I don't know if that...
this is better than level 0. I'm going to say... The playtest technically, this is an auto target rifle. The playtest doesn't give me its level, but I'm going to say that it's better than 0. So I'm going to say it takes 2 damage. All right.
Let that be a lesson to you.
Yeah. That's going to, they're going to have to, they do have a sidearm and it looks like they're reaching for it. But that'll take us through their turn back to Ratty Calvin. You may rebuttal.
Welcome to your nightmare.
Who's down in HP right now?
I've taken a little bit.
What you at?
I've taken like 5. So I mean, I think other people have been crits. So.
Yeah, Penny, what are you at right now?
Full.
Okay.
I've tried but failed.
Also full.
Then I am going to give myself 10 HP back.
Oh wait, Drew. Before you do that, I forgot. That crit was from a dazzled enemy, and so I do have to roll for concealment. So 50-50 chance, I believe, that whole thing doesn't matter.
For dazzled?
I believe so. From
50-50 is blinded.
I made dazzled.
25, this is 25% then, yeah?
DC 5 flat check, so.
DC 5 flat check.
20, but
so might as well be 50-50 for me.
All right.
And I've rolled a 17, so all that still goes.
All right, well, I'm going to give myself 10 HP back.
Penny, your magic plant seemed to make that zombie more effective. It's doing much more damage than it did before you dazzled it.
All right, yeah, ready, Calvin. You heal yourself up. What else are you going
to
do?
It's because I want to. All right. Reddy Calvin's going to move up here, focus his efforts on this dude, and he is going to hit or attempt to hit
with a sonic scream.
Oh, okay. Oh, this is a fortitude save for moi. Fortitude? Okay. 11 on the dice. What's the DC's 15?
I don't actually know if the DC is 15 because I'm not sure my macro is correct.
Yeah. Just a success. So we're doing half damage. Looks like you've rolled 10 or 8 sonic damage. So we're taking.
Does this count with the damage that I would add with my Song of the Spheres? I guess it's attack rolls and damage rolls. So it seems like it might.
Yeah. Okay. Yeah. No, we'll bump that up to 9.
So that'll be 9.
1. Looks a little beat up.
Yeah, it just says damage rules.
Yep, that was a damage roll. Clipnard.
Oh boy. I am going to, let's see. I like this whole dazzling the enemies thing. I think it's a good idea. I think it's a good idea, actually. And I'm gonna reach into my bag of tricks and point my staff at this guy, and I'm gonna blast him with some dizzying colors. 15-foot cone, so it's gonna snag him, and he can make a will save.
Okay. I believe their worst one.
Here's hoping.
And I rolled a 2 on the dice. What's the DC?
Ooh, that's a critical fail, sir.
I
almost certainly, right?
Yeah,
the DC is 17, so.
Oh, yeah. It's not even close. Okay. Okay.
All right, so stunned for a round and blinded for a minute.
Oh, okay. So effectively not happening.
Yeah. And then.
Stunned for a minute. Okay.
And then let's see. What do I have for one action? I know. I can make a knowledge check. I'll try to recall knowledge about these guys. One presumes religion, right?
Yeah, religion. Yeah.
So I think it's a secret check. So you can roll that one on your own. For me, I've got a +5 to that.
Oh yeah, you know what these are.
Oh yeah,
you know what these are. What do you want? You have beaten the DC.
Yeah. Let's see. We know that it's weak to slashing. They are undead. I'm curious if there's. I don't know how undead work in like the remaster. So like, so do they have any other weaknesses?
Yes, there's a damage type or healing type called vitality. They are weak to that.
Oh,
psst, mystic, that's for you.
Okay, that's my turn.
All right, then Penny. You got some more spells to sling?
Yes, I am going to turn to our dazzled friend and use burning hands to once again summon fire from my being.
Oh boy.
Owing to the time that I set my kitchen on fire.
You begin to summon this flame and it turns towards you like light.
Yep.
As you send out a cone of fire.
Yes.
Oh, you're bad.
Send the flames in its direction. I'm going to try this macro. We'll see if it works.
Mm. Oh.
No.
No. So burning hands.
Work at all.
Yeah. Burning hands should just be, I think, a reflex save.
I know, but I didn't have the right thing turned on. Sorry.
No, it's okay.
It's 2d6 fire.
Yeah, I know. I just had attack turned on, but damage turned off. And it should have been the other way around. So
yeah.
Anyway.
All right. I have rolled 20 on reflex.
So
half damage.
Half damage. So 4 points.
Yep.
All right. They take that. They're not looking very good. Looking a little bit better than.
Can I use my remaining action to shoot at it?
Sure.
Okay.
Please God, kill it, Rebecca. Kill it.
Ryan.
Yay. Rebecca is the best.
Oh, natural 20.
Yay.
Love it.
It lights a blaze and runs, tries to run back towards the exit in a futile futile attempt at survivability, rams itself into the pillar before falling down on the ground, a burning lump of death.
Woo!
And so, Penny, that was an effective. Keanu Leaves, take us home.
Oh, man. Don't worry, Mr. Zombie. Pain heals and chicks dig scars. Glory lasts forever. I'm going to get him.
I can't believe you just quoted a country song.
That is a quote from one of my excellent movies where I played a football player across from Space Gene Hackman.
Oh, okay.
Excellent film. I'm going to get him and then dagger him. Get him, dagger him.
All right.
Yeah. Get him, dagger him.
You're going to love, hate to hear this. They had one hit point left.
Well, that's fine. That's fine by me. I'm totally cool with it.
You slice off that arm and we are out of combat. And as you guys catch your breath and the dust settles on the terminal, you see that Toby's hailing you and his message reads out, I see security alarms going off everywhere. What's happening? We need to report in immediately. Where are you? Why is Toby freaking out so much and how you guys report back to him? We're going to find out all the answers to that the next time we play, folks. Thank you so much for playing with me. I hope you guys had fun.
Thank you, Tyler.
Yes, thank you, Tyler.
It's fun. I'm worried that your second day of security job was so hazardous.
It's eventful.
Yeah, but you know,
at
why
least
that
it wasn't.
Why is the corpse fleet here? What are you going to do with all this mess?
What are they doing here?
Did Vera Wang pay us to be in this episode?
Vera Bradley.
Idiot.
Did Vera Bradley, Vera Bradley pay us so that they could have their product placement in this? Logo's out.
I hope not, because we called him Vera Wang the whole time.
I'll edit that out. That's all not going to exist to our consumers. Yeah, we'll find out other than that. Thank you for tuning in. Thank you for listening. Hope you all have a wonderful evening. And we'll talk more about the playtest and what happens next in the next episode.
Woo! Bye, everybody.
Good night. Bye.
Cosmic Crit, the Starfinder role-playing game and adventure paths are trademarks of Paizo. All Pathfinder and Starfinder images are property of Paizo and are used with permission.